Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. There are so many qualities that we each aspire to demonstrate daily, and so many words used to describe these attributes that we assign to ourselves and others. One of my favorite words is the word grit, but it has taken me many years to understand what exactly it means to be gritty. Recently, I was working with a group of young college students, and I asked them, what is the single greatest quality of a leader? I collected from each of the students their answers, and a list of terms emerged, and it included things like perseverance, drive, power, energy, influence, intelligence, strong character, loyalty, mission-driven, etc. I went on to explain the entire Buffalo concept of leadership and share that the qualities of the greatest leaders are actually empathy and reflection, that a Buffalo leader is someone who optimistically charges into the oncoming storm, considering what the others around her or him need, and taking the time to revisit the steps that have taken them to this point. I usually, when working with others, never run into people who challenge that concept. However, because this was a younger group, there was one student who just wasn't having it. He said to me, "How can you expect someone to always be optimistic?" He then said to me that he's never met anyone in his entire life that could always look at a problem as a chance to get better. He shared that he was doubtful that such a person existed. In my head, I thought to myself, "Son, you just poked a buffalo in the caboose with a sharp stick." I walked up and I shook his hand and said, "Hi. Now you have met someone who sees everything as an opportunity." The class laughed and he kind of smirked. However, I didn't laugh. And I didn't smirk. I didn't even smile. I just stared at him in an empathetic and coach-like manner. Here's what happened next. I took a deep breath and, for dramatic effect, passed a few seconds before I said anything. Then I exploded with enthusiasm and shared that the issue was not that you guys, as young students, don't believe that people like this don't exist, but that you've never been with leaders who exhibit one of my all-time favorite behaviors, grit. I wrote on the board in big letters, G-R-I-T. Before I share with you what I did next, I want to explain why I like this word so much. Now, there are a lot of books about grit. Angela Duckworth's comes to mind, but I like the word grit for a different reason. You see, grit is an actual thing, and it is not something that was historically appreciated. Grit's original definition is small pieces of stone or sand, and was usually used in the context of being a nuisance, something hard to get rid of. Grit in your shoes or sandals, eyes, grit in the flour. As a matter of fact, when old flour mills still had gigantic rock wheels, those milling rocks would have small pieces of stone crumble and mix into the flour. It would then be baked into something, and someone would inevitably bite into it and feel a grind or crunch in their mouth. It was a way of life, and it was very annoying and frustrating. So when someone a few hundred years ago would say something like, "The person is really gritty," there would be eye rolls, because others knew that that meant they were actually annoying and they were never going to go away. Today, however, grit is a compliment, and it means that you show resolve. So, with the college students, I turned to the board, and with a purple marker, I wrote vertically the word grit, and then I said, here's what it stands for. G is for gusto, R is for resilience, I is for integrity, and T is for tenacity. Leadership has many facets, but there are a few core behaviors of Buffalo leaders that set us and them aside from others. Grit is one of the most important behaviors, and understanding what makes you gritty is critical. So here we go. G is for gusto, I wrote up on the board. Gusto is the intentional willingness to put a great amount of energy behind your beliefs, to feel an inner drive and motivation by putting your heart, head, and strength behind whatever it is you want to do. When you demonstrate grit in the context of gusto, you are on the move. You are researching, reflecting, responding, and reacting with enthusiasm because you know that the only way through this is with gusto, and you want an ideal outcome for those you serve. You also recognize your influence as a Buffalo leader and know that when you hit the issue with energy, others will as well. Now, the opposite behavior for those without gusto is to just sit idle and hope that the problem will resolve itself. R is resilience. I know I talk a lot about this, but resilience is one of my favorite characteristics in others. I aspire every day to be more resilient. Resilient in the context of gritty leadership is the person who is always shooting to their metaphoric feet as they are about to slip or have fallen. Someone who finds energy in failure, looks at it as a source of wisdom, and they are constantly building off their acquired knowledge and they never quit. They pause, they retreat, and they regroup, but they never lay down on the ground for long. Resilient people who are gritty keep at it and never allow themselves to be unplugged as a result of the actions of others or the results that they have found themselves. Now, the opposite of resilient in the context of grit is to stand by and hope the problem goes away. Sometimes, actually, it's not always standing by, it's laying down and hoping the problem goes away. But sometimes when I feel myself slipping and not desiring to be resilient, I hear a certain song in my head by Peter Gabriel.
In this proud land we grew up strong, we were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win, I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems, I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name.
I realize that you've learned from me that music is a big part of how I live and motivate myself, and pretty much everything can remind me of a song because my catalog is huge. But there are certain songs that can carry me through a bad situation. Now, I in grit is for integrity. The context here may take you a few seconds to get your arms around, but integrity in the context of grit is between you and yourself. You see, so many times we tell ourselves we're going to do something that we are actually going to do, but we forget to carry through it. And then we hit some sort of an obstacle and we realize it's just easier to give up and move on. But people who are gritty feel a weird guilt or a driving burden to be honest with themselves. And when they are stuck or at a critical step where it should be easier to walk away, they hear a voice in their head saying that you need to finish this. You need to do what is right. You need to be you. The opposite of integrity in the context of grit is to create a story in your head to justify giving up. Finally, T, tenacity. Tenacity in the context of being gritty is simple. You see what you want and you walk through fire to get it. So many of us are not willing to make sacrifices to get to our targets. We want it to be easy, and we prefer the path of least resistance. But tenacity is an inner desire to understand everything there is to understand about what we are facing. It is a desire to find a solution at any cost or commitment. It is a willingness to build our strengths and face our weaknesses. Tenacity is not something that people can easily describe, but when you see tenacious people, you know that you have two choices. Join them on their quest or run. Now, the opposite of tenacious are people who act with a sense of entitlement and expect others to do the heavy lift for them. So after I shared all of this with those college students, and I thought I had just given the Coach Ted Fire 'em Up speech of the week, one woman raised her hand and said, "Well, okay, that's cool, but how do you actually do it?" I took a second dramatic pause, this time because I really needed to think, and I realized that as a student, they may not have ever been exposed to a lot of people like this because in school settings, it's not cool to be this driven and gritty. That people who exhibit these types of behaviors when they are younger are outliers, and that it's actually cooler to be not gritty. So my answer was this. You find other gritty buffaloes. Hang out with people who make you better, give you courage, and can share the journey of grit with you. Buffaloes live in herds and have immense safety and community as a result. They protect the weak, they invest in the young, and they grow stronger together. The answer for all of us is very simple. It is that if we want to be leaders, we need to intentionally withdraw from the people who are getting in the way of our success, coach them if we can, but ultimately divorce ourselves from the people who make us unable to live with gusto, to be resilient, to have integrity, and to attack our problems with tenacity. I certainly will give anyone a chance in life, but after a while, if the objective of others is to bring me down, I'm going to invite them to leave my purview. Grit is something that some people see in others in the original context of the word, little annoying stones in the bread. People will be cynical with each other when they run into gritty people. They will create social obstacles. They will make life harder. But this is something they actually don't even know. That fuels people with grit. We are energized and they are energized by a challenge. So as I closed with the students, I asked what I always ask at the end of the session. Does anyone have any questions, thoughts, or challenges? The young man from the beginning raised his hand again and with deep sincerity asked me, "Do you think I've never met people like you've described because they've avoided me?" I said, "No, you've just never known what to look for." So this week, look to yourself to grow your grit, have gusto, be resilient, be honest with yourself, and chase down your goals with tenacity. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe one behavior from the grit principle that you need to strengthen. List your strategies to support the growth of grit in others. And now, analyze your own behaviors. How would you scale your gusto, resilience, integrity, and tenacity when viewing your most recent challenge? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please remember to share this episode on your social media platform and rate it if you can for me. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and watch for the new ways to reflect and grow. This coming week, I'm launching TH3, and the focus this time will be on coaching, and look for it on your different social media platforms. And finally, and as always, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. Two things to end the podcast. One, thank you for putting up with my voice. I had a great weekend this weekend. I coached, I played soccer in an alumni soccer match, and I went to my 30th class reunion. And as a result, I woke up without a voice. But also, I want you to reflect on this. If you are a naturally gritty person, I want you to think about this. Grit is written about and talked about because it's not natural in everyone. If you are gritty, you accidentally annoy a percentage of the population. And that is why it is critical for you to remain gritty. People admire the qualities because they recognize the energy and effort it takes to be like that. They sometimes are jealous and can be undermining because they see you not taking the path of least resistance, and as a result, they sometimes want to litter your path with obstacles. What they don't understand is that you actually enjoy that challenge. Those people, however, can be compelled to change by you simply maintaining your course and focusing on what it is that needs to be done and what is right. So this week and every week, remember that you are influencing others with your actions, that you are running off into an oncoming storm by yourself and are making a difference. Because the people who lack grit simply need one person to show them that taking the risk to act in this manner will actually lead to greater outcomes for those they serve and ultimately for themselves.
Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me. Thank you.